Okay, we started Siman Lamed Beis last week. Being that the copies are just a single page, one side is Kedushei Shtar, or one side is Kedushei Bia. We're up to the side that Siman Lamed Beis says Lamed Aleph on top, actually. Ketzad Isha Miskadeshes B'Shtar. And we're talking about a man who's Mekadesh a woman, not, he wants to save money on the ring. Spending all this money on the wedding, so why spend money on a ring? A shtar doesn't have to even be worth a pruta. So he wants to Mekadesh a woman with a pruta. It's a good innovation.
He doesn't understand the women.
Absolutely. It costs them more, right?
Text message
is good. What?
Text message is good.
Text message with Stacks. The woman will take it. It's just a question of email is good for Mekadesh B'Shtar. I guess you have to give her the computer. You have it on the. Not sure. Okay, now we learned Sif Aleph last week. I just before we start Sif Beis, I want to review the main point that we made last week. Sif Aleph says Bishtar Ketzah. There's no question this path of Bikasha woman Bishtar. Shlesha Drachim Isha Niknis Bikasha Bishtar Bavia. The question is, how does Shtar work? Now, the language of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the language of the Rambam, is Mishtar Ketzah, Kaisav Lala Niyore, La Cheres. We spoke about this last week, that it could even be on Cheres, which could be forged, because Edem is Sira Karati, because if you have Edem that see it handed over, that's good enough. Afbi Shem B'Shava Pruta, Haram Ukadeshesli, Nois Labethnei Edem. So he writes on the shtar, he gives it in front of Edom. And I pointed out last week, it doesn't say that you have to say, Hariyat Mekudesh Asliv Yishtar Zu. It's missing. That you have to say, Hariyat Mekudesh Asliv Yishtar Zu. So I think everybody spoke up that, why do you have to say it? You wrote it. Right? The paper says, Hariyat Mekudesh Asliv Yishtar Zu. So since you wrote it, there's no real need to say it. So that makes sense, and Amafarshim will say that. In the Beishmua Gimel, on the bottom, the Shem Isha, he said, I am Shilte Gibayim, Reshtaf Tafreshav. Hey, Tzarch Lichtai, Shem Ira, Yibishem Ira, Kamai Beget. Alright, so we've written like a get. We learn Makashavai Li Yitzia, we compare Kedushin to Gittin. Okay, he says in Beishmol Gimel, you don't have to say Harayat, but you do say Harizel Dushech. What's going on here?
So
the Pshan de Beishmol seems to be, there's no din amira. You don't need, the writing is good enough. But just so she should know what's happening, or that the Edim should see that she knows what's happening, he says, Hari Zel Lektushek. You want to know the details? Read it. Look at the words. It's like he gives it to her and he says, look what it says. And so if he tells her, look what it says, that's good enough. Hari Zel Lektushek is like saying, look what it says, and that's a good Kedusha. So that's the bottom line. I don't think we have here on the page any machlaikis about the basic Kedusha Shtar, that the Shtar says in Nusach, of Hariat Mukudeshusli, and the Amira is no din saying an Amira, but it has to be clear to everybody that it's Kedushin. Like I said last week, if you roll up the shtar and tie it with a ribbon and she can't see what it is, so you're gonna have to say Hariat Mukudeshusli, if your shtar is, you're gonna have to say what it is. But if she sees what it says, so that's good.
Yes, it says where he gives it to her, or she knows it's given.
So it's interesting. I would think you need a Pishas, you give it. There is a Mishnah, I think, in Perek HaZorik, which is a Perek in Gittin, that says, if you roll it up, you see, by get, the guy, he's afraid. See, he rolls it up and he says, here, it's a letter for you. He doesn't tell her it's a get. So it says that when she opens it, she reads it, and says, oh, it's a get, then it's a good get. So as long as the Eidim see the whole thing. So the point is, she has to know what it is. There's no din amira. When you write it, Ksiv is just as good. But it's not worse than a Sukkah by Sinyan, if that's what he means to do. But she has to know that it's a Kiddush. And that was Sif Aleph. So that's, I think, clear enough. The Amira part is the only confusing piece, Parshas of Sif Aleph. Today we go to Sif Beis. Yeah. It's like a get. You can make a shliach with a shtar. We're going to have, I think we're going to have it later, that you can make a shliach with a shtar also. It should be able to work. The Siv Beis. Siv Beis says a chiddush. Afa pisha shtar posel. L'kadish bay. He made a mistake. He wrote a shtar, and he made a mistake. Maybe he spelled the names wrong. He wrote the wrong names. He wrote the wrong date. He didn't write Shem Ira in Shem Ira. See, he means to be Mekadesh Ode Shtar, and he messed up. So Shulchan Aruch says, Shomin Es Haniyar. So we tell him, look, you meant to do Kedusha with a Shtar. That's what you meant. You meant to do Kedusha with a Shtar. Shtar doesn't work. But hold a second. Let's see how much the paper is worth. Im Yesh Ba Shava Pruta, Mekudeshes. Vimlav, how is the Safi Mekudeshes? If the paper is worth a pruti Mekudeshes, the Torah is what?
The
Torah is Keter. What?
Cash is still better than just a
Cash is better than a star. Okay,
she was willing to accept the star. She's definitely accepted.
That seems to be what it's saying. That he's willing to accept
one. What did he say when he gave her his star?
He did not say anything we said. We just, that's why I spoke it out first. He just said, tell, this is for your Kedushin. She said via Kedushim, so that's not good enough Amira, yeah, but she reads what it says and she knows what it says. It says, Hari Abba Kedesh
Asli. You don't say Hari Abba Kedesh Asli, you have to say Hari Abba Kedesh Asli,
say no Amira. That's what it's talking about, there's no Amira. We could ask why, but that's what it's talking about. So it may be because it's a Sukkah by Sinyan. Because he wrote to her, I mean to begad you with the shtar. I definitely mean to do with the shtar. And the shtar is not working, so the Bezdin says, they don't mean kesef. The Bezdin Paskins, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that even though you meant to do shtar, and shtar doesn't work, then kesef works anyway. Where's the intent mitzad the Baal? He wants to marry her with shtar. So he wants to marry her with shtar, and he's marrying her with this. With kesef. Where did he never meant to do with kesef? So this, you have to know. He meant shtar. He meant shtar. Not only that, if it's not worth a pruta, it's a safi, because shemeshav pruta b'madai. It's like anything. Even the paper is not worth a pruta, but shemeshav pruta b'madai, less than a pruta, it's always safi kedush. This sugya is known in the yeshiva world as the sugya of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan She'ena Mayel. I want to explain it to you. It's not a Kedushin sugya. It's a Kinyanim sugya. There is a Breita sugya called Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan She'ena Mayel. It's known by Rabbi Kiva Eger, who talks about it in multiple places. I'll explain that shortly. But really, it comes from the Rif and the Ram. And it comes from this sif. What is kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel? So the standard case is a case in, I believe, in Eilu Metzias, Daf Chav Ches in Bav Metzias. This is the standard. Rabbi Kivaga brings this as sort of a source, one source of many, for this din. Kinyan mayel, what?
Jumps on something. Yeah.
Kinyan mayel is a case where something hefker spills out in the street. Something you have, we imagine a bundle of coins burst open, for whatever reason, it's hefker, and it's in the street, everyone's ready to grab it. Everyone's ready to grab it. Or better yet, they're throwing peklach at a chasen, and there's peklach all over the floor. So everyone's grabbing them one at a time. So somebody goes, and he lays down on it, it's a case in the Mishnah, he lays down on top of it, says, I'm being kainit by laying down on top of it. Okay, there's a bunch of money in the street. Everyone's taking up one at a time. So he lies down on top of the money, as much as he, many as he can. He says, I'm kainit by laying down on it. Can you be kainit things by laying down on it?
No.
No such kinyan. There's no kinyan laying down on top of money. No such kinyan. So it's ain't a mile. The kinyan doesn't work.
Moil is with an iron.
With an iron. Moil helps. So kinyan shayla, it doesn't help. So there, Muki Yosef asks, he should be kind of with Dalet Amis. If it's a simta, if it's Sidei Rishus Aram. The rule is, and it's Sidei Rishus Aram, you're allowed to put down your objects, parking places or the size of a sidewalk. So there, there's a Kinyan Dalet Amis. Whoever's there first could be kind of. Now this poor fellow, instead of laying down on top of it, he should have said, anything within my Dalet Amis, I'm being kind of. He would have been kind of within his Dalet Amis. But he didn't know that. So what? Well, if it, he owns the chatzar, it would be kinyan chatzar. Chatzar works shleimi das, but kinyan dalet amis in a simta you have to have das. So it works somewhat similar to chatzar, but it works out. It's kind of the rabbanan that a person's kind in his dalet amis. So the Muki Yosef asked, why doesn't that work? So some rishonim say it does work. You're talking not in a simta. Even. One second. Even the Muki Yosef says, really, it would work, but since it's a Kinyan Rabbanan, it would be Kinyan Rais, it would work. It's a Kinyan Rabbanan, it doesn't work. But everyone agrees that Be'etzem, it works. Meaning, if I have in mind to do a Kinyan, it's not a Kinyan, it's a fictional Kinyan. And at the same time, I'm doing a Kinyan Hamayil, a Kinyan that works. So, the rule of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shemayel, which needs explanation, that rule says that if you're mechamen for a wrong Kinyan, and simultaneously you're doing another Kinyan, that it works. You have to have a mind to be kainit. You know, Kinyanim need das. The only Kinyan that doesn't need das is Kinyan Chatzit. But every Kinyan needs das. But it's enough that if you have das to do with Kinyan A, and at the same time you're doing Kinyan B, that it works. That's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. A man has in mind to be kaina with a woman with shtar, and the woman has in mind to do a marriage with shtar, and it works als kesef. A tremendous chiddush, and it works als kesef, and I can yaram need das. It's tremendous chiddush. Needs explanation. But that's the rule of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel. I'll show you the Makar and the Rif for our din is the Rif brings a Yerushalmi, which he doesn't often do, he does it sometimes. Yerushalmi. On the first Mishnah Kedushin, the Rif on what's Daf Aleph in the Rif. Hada detema bishtar she'en vayshava pruta. When you give a lady a shtar for Kedushin, it doesn't have to be worth a pruta. Take a tissue. And you can write on it, even if a tissue costs less than a pruta. Avalim yesh by shava pruta kesefu. If it's a shava pruta, it's kesef anyway. So Yushami is proving that a shtar doesn't have to be worth a pruta. If it's worth a pruta, it's kesef anyway. Who cares? So zakta rif hande b'shtar she'ei by shava pruta. Avalim yesh by shava pruta kesefu. So the Ran says why the rif doesn't bring reasons. It's a psak halacha. He should say, shtar, afal pi shein by shava pruta. Finished. Why is he saying, avalim yeshava? Why is he going into that? So the Ran answers. He says two things. I read the other one later. He says that he brings it for a situation in which you give a shtar, and the shtar is possible. He says, because you have to give her the paper, because by get it says you give her a get, and you say hanai or shali, it doesn't work. By get, and by kedushin, she has to own the paper. Kimisha tzar shiyinula. Imisa debina shei shava pruta, hainu kesef. So this is how he explains the Ran. And he says, Efshir, mishum natsinu lameimba bi'isha g'nai hula. I would have a havamina to say, but a woman, it's a gnai. She tikna atzam bishtar shein b'shava pruta. It's a gnai to do shtar shem veshavah pruta. So maybe that's why you need a pruta. If there was a riff who just say tzarach pruta, I would think that's gnai. Mashem lo became beget. The get is always the gnai to her. So hayadav tzarach loimer. I said the riff had to explain that it would be kesef. Oynirali shekasev lalamed. The riff wrote this to teach us. Bekadish b'shtaru pasul medin shtar. Because you want a star, and it's possible to be a star, because you should lift up Shalai Lishma, and we shove a prut to Mahari within Kesef.
Even though he was not
Mechavim
for Kesef,
it still works.
Is not Mechavim for Kesef.
Neither he nor her, both.
Is it Lechatchila, Rabbi?
Is it Lechatchila, I guess at this moment, I mean, you can't, there's no Hechatimtza. You tell me, okay, lechatchila, you can be mechavim for shtar, and it doesn't work. And that case is a case of a diavad, but part of this, yeah. If he would say beferish, I only want shtar, then if he would say, I only want shtar, I don't want kesef, nachinami, or she would say, I only want shtar, of course it would not work. It can't work against his will. But we assume that there's no reason that stamazai someone should think that way. Now, this is the Kinyamayel, Kinyashenamayel Pshat in the Sugya. I do have to tell you that there's another Mahalach, not like the Rif. And that is, there's a logic that Daito Nami Aniyar, that a woman, I don't think today, but in the time of Gemara, Daito Nami Aniyar, when you Mekadisha with a paper, with a shtar, she's happy to get the paper also. Daita nami aniyar. And that's what the Gemara mentions on Daf Mem Ches, the Beishmol Hei Tzechen Zetsu. Daita aniyar. We say daita aniyar. What does that mean?
It's not the niyar she wants. She just wants to be married.
She wants to be married. But it means she's happy to get the paper. Now, it's still not mechava for Kedushe Kesef. Yerushalmi's rule, the way the Rif and the Ran explained it, would still hold true. Daita Yar means she's happy to get the piece of paper. We could argue if in the 21st century nobody cares about a little piece of paper. But this is the rule of Kinyamayo, Kinyashenamayo. And as I said, it's not only Negeya to the halachis of Kedushin, it's Negeya to any situation in the world in which a person, two people get together, he says, I'll sell you something, and you do a kinyan that doesn't work, and at the same time do a kinyan that does work. Let's say someone would sell merchandise, and he'd give him a dollar, he'd say, I want to be kinder with kesef. Kesef doesn't work on metatlon. He said, I'll be kinder, I want to be kinder with kesef, and then they'll pick it up, so they'll be kinder according to this, but hagbah, and not with, even though he meant to be kind of a kesef, so be kind of a raiva, be kind of a chatzar, be kind of with something else. Okay, so Shama Yisrael, we learned here the rule of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheina Mayel. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a fascinating set of tshuvis in Chelek Beis. Tshuvah Nun Hei, Nun Vav, maybe Nun Zayin. I once told you every Gadol Hadar has to have at least one case of Kedushin Derech Schaik. In order to qualify, you have to have at least one case of Kedushin Derech Schaik. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's story, and I'll bring the story, I'll read it to you. The a matter of fact, the tshuva begins, a Rav wrote to Shaila to him, because the Rav didn't know what to paskin, so you said that to Rabbi Kiva Eger. So he says, Shaila may a Rav, Av Bezdin de Kakadisha, Kempina or Kempina, I don't know what that is. Maybe somebody knows. This is the Maisa Shahaya. Maisa Papai Bekila Seinu, the story here in Aneva. Sharab Mendel, Kiddush Besula Gittel. Okay, Mendel was the kind of Gittel, Bas, Reper Shleib, Bechuppa, Vikidushin, Veneris Dolkais, and they walked out with candles. Vahaya Beshenkais. I think a Shenkais is a bar. I believe. Anyway, Bhaya Bishenkais, we see later that she said he was drunk at the time. Now, Atatai Remendel. Remendel says this is what happened. He said, Amrulay Anashim Leitzanim. Said he was sitting there in the Shenkais, and a man came over to him. Yeshkan Isha
There's a woman, she wants to marry you. Never met you. You never met her. But she wants to marry you. Look at that, they didn't even date yet. She's dressed up for the wedding already. This Ratzalah, he said, good idea, I'll marry her. Ach, Leiropanea. He didn't even see her face. Which was not the issue later. As soon as I read that, I thought, once he saw her face, he changed his mind. That's not what happened. As I wrote up on that. But halach l'chuppah. So he said, great, let's go do a chuppah. So Leit Sanim set up a chuppah outside. Talk about a shotgun wedding. Halach l'chuppah, v'kitshem etavas. Now he didn't have a ring handy. You know, he didn't come prepared for this. He didn't have a ring. So somebody gave him the ring. Matanam das lahazi shoyaloi. Ramesha, Shisholaya Tabas. There was a Moshe sitting around. He said, you have no ring? Use my ring. Just give it back to me later. Tachas HaChupa B'fnei HaKala. So he gave it to the Kala, saw that it was this other person's ring. Now, if he had pretended it's his ring, it would be his Kedusha. That's not what happened. Higi Tachas HaChupa Shomatanas Lahaza. And he gave it to Matanas Lahaza. He said, I guess you could use the ring for a few days and you have to give it back. And there were a lot of people standing around. Now, after the dust settles, Habesula Tienes Shu Hayashikar. This woman who agreed to it, he said she was drunk. Ratzasalus Leitzisbay, and they were. He wanted to make lasanis with him. Bekisa Saraisha, so she agreed to put on a veil. Falachti Imay Lachupa. They walked him down the aisle with candles, like you normally do. And they did a chuppah. He switches to Yiddish. Acha chuppah, she said, hat min engetanzt. She said that they were dancing. They had a mitzvah dance also at this wedding. But then she said, kiddushim habichnit genimin. Ki haya akal eschaik be'inai. I guess she agrees she took it, but she says, I was just kidding. Takas hachup alaka tabas ramesha. Now, she said, aber nisht mikadish gedez. But there wasn't a kedush. That's the story.
There was no
English.
She was drunk.
I wasn't there. I didn't see the video. I'm just reading the story as it's reported. V'nisbar lefaneinu ha'nashim ratzu l'slaitzis bay. And the Rav writes, it's clear to us, the whole thing was meant as a l'sanis. This Mendel, he was serious. He meant it seriously. So now, the Rav Dishayel says, he writes the transcript of the testimony of seven witnesses, of whom one says he clearly saw the giving over of the ring. So it is the shot. He said Hariyat. Everyone says it. She can't change her mind later. She said, I meant it for a joke. I meant it for a sonnet. I didn't mean it seriously. I meant it for a joke. Pretty right. Why am I the W? They never met. They never saw each other. And what? I didn't say we believe her. I'm just reading what it says here. That's all. I mean, if the question is believing her, I do believe her. When you read the whole story, it seems believable. Does she need to get?
She says not.
She says not, and he says. A woman can't say not. If you have Eidu, she should be Kodeshes. He can't say not. Kedushin, Shulchan Aruch says, Kedushin deres like you need to get. Because maybe deep down they would have wanted it. I mentioned to you, I once saw this with my own eyes because Kedushin Teras Tzaik, everyone says they really mean it. And the Paiskim say that deep down maybe they really would like to be married. I once had this with a girl who came to my house and said that when she was in ninth grade, she was in the co-ed school in Yeshiva Flatbush, and a boy in the class gave us something and said, Hari Amakudeshly in front of the whole class. And she's very anxious about it. Now she has to start dating. She's very nervous about it. And I asked her, did you really want to be married to him? So she said, in front of my wife, he was the most popular boy in class. I was hoping he really meant it. You know, she knew. I said, don't you have parents are going to kill you? She said, yeah, but at the moment, I was hoping you really meant it. That's what she said. And that's what they say. They need to get.
It shows that so, the love is the good old.
No, but I didn't pass you this. I farmed it out. I passed it out. I did try to get a hold of the boy. The boy was not Shem Shabbos today, was not Shem Shabbos there, but that doesn't change anything.
But
the problem is Ish.
How did it end, you know?
I'll tell you afterwards. The Rabbi, what's this got to do with us? Rabbi Kiva Eger says the following. In the tshuva, he's done. They only found one Shomer Shabbos witness. There were people that are not Shomer Shabbos, not kosher to be a witness. So of all the witnesses they found, they only found one who actually saw the putting on of the ring.
And they know there's no other witnesses.
Yeah. They asked, how else? They asked the people around. I don't know, I wasn't there, I don't know when, but Rabbi Kiva Eger is satisfied that there was, Rabbi Kiva writes, he writes first glance, nearly lahatir. Why? Because Eimamish Beidim Shalero HaNesina, it wasn't seen the putting of the ring. Zulas Peretz, somebody named Peretz, Shemeyit, Havarak Eid Echad. Mizat Pashit, Kivini Machesh, Shalai Kibla Kedushin, Havarak Echad Bakhosha, Nechashim Kedushin. He starts off by saying it's not a Kedushin. Then he's done that people who saw the ring originally in his hand and later in her hand, even they see the putting on, maybe that should be an Eidus. He brings the Mordechai story like that and then Sefer Mordechai.
How could something so serious and with such gravity as Kedushin be chal if it's Derech Scho? I don't understand.
Because it's so serious, that's why we have to be afraid. We can't just take an Eishes Ish. It's because it's so serious.
Don't that say the people in the room, they don't hear it today, that everyone's like a witness.
But that's only when there's a reliable beside the Kedushin. That's for some sort of true. But if you see them walk down and everything is the way it's supposed to be, everyone's a witness. In this story, that doesn't apply. This whole thing was Deres Chai. Where it comes to us is this. After Rabbi Kiva Eger is done on the whole thing, he throws in a monkey wrench. In other words, the whole head to hear is that it's questionable if they're all witnesses. Then he throws in the following. How many ways could you do Kedushin? Isha, Niknes, Keser Shtarubia. It's not entirely true. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Isha B'Shashatara. On Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Rav Huna holds that Chuppah could be Kedushin too. A Kabbal Chaymer. Mada Chuppah does Nesuin, which is Gaimer, and Kesef can't do Nesuin. So Kesef should do Aschala, Chuppah can certainly do Aschala. Rav Huna holds that chuppah works for kedushin. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, and we'll chayshish Rav Huna lahalacha. If they do a kedushin, they do chuppah for kedushin and nesuin, we'll chayshish it. So to Rabbi Kiva Eger, we have to be worried. There were no adequate witnesses on the giving of the ring. But what about the chuppah? Everyone saw them under the chuppah. And everyone saw it. Says clearly, they walked down. They did the whole thing. They walked down with candles, and there was a musician also. The musician is one of the witnesses here. Even says his name, Rabbi Avram Lasker. Oh, he's the one who walked him down. Peretz was the musician. Peretz Bar Kli Zemer. That musician, they had them walking down. And Avram Lasker is a common name of Flappish today. But they does say, and Lavash Kittel, he had a kittel on also. They did this real. It says that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who re'isir amenda lavush bekittel tachas achuppah. B'shamati shigit hari amakudeshesli. So, you know, they did it. They made it look real.
You
want to know if they had a photographer. That's what.
For chuppah to work, you have to say hari amakudeshesli.
Well, he did. We can argue if you have to say it. Maybe. But in this case, he said it.
This is Chelet
Beis Nun Hei. Nun Hei, Nun Vav, it continues. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is done of Kinyamayel, Kinyashainamayel. Meaning to say that he definitely meant it. He may have been the only one in the room that was serious, But he meant it. He meant to marry her. So he meant to give her kedushin with this ring. Now, let's say there are no two witnesses on the ring. So kedushin with the ring is no good. But it should work as kedushin chuppah, as kinyamayel kinyashenamayel. It should work as kedushin chuppah. Why doesn't it work out that? This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger's. After everything, this is his problem with this marriage that yeshiva woman should need to get because of the kedushin that happened. Shalai b'kavada, they didn't even know there's such a thing as kedushin with a chuppah. But it should work as kedushin chuppah. This is the kinyan shena mayel that Rabbi Akiva Eiger talks about, and he's done, as I said, many tshuvas about kinyan mayel, kinyan shena mayel, whether it works. And this became a sort of a Rabbi Akiva Eiger topic about the rule of kinyan mayel kishema. And it became rather lumdish. There are a lot of tshuvas on it, and I'll try to explain the main points. Shlomo Eiger, in Chelek Aleph, this tshuva is printed in Chelek Beis, even though it probably happened earlier. But in Chelek Aleph, there's a letter from Shlomo Eiger to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's in Reish Chaf Aleph, and one of the topics there is this topic about kinyan mayel, kinyan shena mayel. Do we really say that by a marriage? Rabbi Akiva Eiger's bottom line in this tshuva, he holds in Chayshim Mishpat, kinyan mayel, kinyan shena mayel works. And I'll explain to you the lumdis in a moment. But he says it works. It works based on the Gemara falling on the money, where we paskin that falling on the money works, even though you're mechavim for one kinyan and then another kinyan. He brings another gemara of kinyan mayel kinyan shena mayel. I'll remember in a minute. And he says kinyan mayel kinyan shena mayel. The ikur is that it works. However, he says we have a problem, and that is that the Rif and the Ran say that if you give a shtar, and the shtar is possible, it works out kesef. Yet, the Gemara, Amem Ches, later says, Daita Niyar. She's happy with a piece of paper. Who cares if she's happy with a piece of paper? Why did that change anything? Can you mind? Can you shame him? So, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says a chiddush. He says that kedushin is different. A woman gets insulted if you give a kedushin with something that's not normal in society to give. Let's say someone goes under the chuppah, he has to give his wife a ring. So he whispers to his ring under the chuppah, listen, I went to the store, I didn't have enough money, it's not gold, it's not silver, it's aluminum, but I asked my rav, he said it's worth a pruta. So I have a tin ring. So Bikinega says, most women are not going to be happy with that. Now, he even says, if you'll tell the woman, I don't have to give you anything for kedushin, we could just, let's say, halacha would be, you could be married for nothing. So she might agree to be married. But once you're giving me kesef, you have to give me a kesef that I'm happy with. You have to give me something that I agree to. It's a zila b'milsa. So the Gemara says, da'ita niyar. Gemara says, hadas is on the paper. I don't like it today, I don't think so, but in that time, da'ita da'me niyar. But stamazai, for a woman to be happy to be married, it's you need that she should be tefreden with the marriage. So if he's mekadesh with kesef, she wants to get a ring. If you don't believe she got a ring, he said I'm mekadesh b'tazu. If we don't have witnesses, he gave a ring. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger argues it shouldn't work. Now Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not saying on this by itself. He's mitzarif that the whole chuppah is a chumra. We don't have to weigh them. So even if she accepted the ring, it's good. She's claiming she never got the ring. Right? She said, Mekadesh Gevezen. I don't know what that means exactly. I don't know why they danced if Nish Mekadesh Gevezen.
So don't stand. But nowadays, when Chosen gives a ring, she doesn't know it's gold or not. Mostly it's just gold. Now she doesn't know.
That's the reason. The reason brought in Shulchan Aruch that under the chuppah, the Mekadesh asks the witnesses, is it worth a pruta? and they say yes, is really that the kala should hear that even she thinks it's platinum, or she thinks it's white gold, or she thinks it's silver. Maybe it's not. Maybe the husband got gypped. Maybe he got cheated. So we tell her it's got to be, that even if it's worth a prut, that's a good kedusha. Now, a lot of misadre kedusha, the woman can't even hear it. She's busy saying tilum, you know, and they turn to the side, the Eidim are usually on the chassan side, and they say, is it worth a prut? They say, yes, she doesn't hear it. Rabalski used to say, Kala, listen. And then he turned and he said, is this worth a pruta? They said, yes. And if somebody said, oh, it's worth much more than a pruta, he said, I didn't ask you that. It's worth a pruta. It's worth a pruta. That's all. That's the question. My person was like, very mocking, she should hear. I don't know if she knew what he was talking about. But what? It depends who you marry. A lot of women that are shove a pruta, they know. They don't know exactly, but they know it means it's minimal value. But you may be right when you have modern people or even Darfur people, you're doing a chuppah for them. You have to explain to them what a pruta means.
What's the value of a pruta?
It's certainly not more than a quarter. It's certainly less than a quarter. So every ring is worth it. Yeah? So it's good. It might be a penny, it might be a dime, it might be a quarter.
I heard that saying
that she's agreeing, yeah. So, right. So, they didn't know. They look and see it's worth a pruta. You don't have to be a genius to figure out it's worth a pruta. You don't have to be a jeweler. A pruta? You don't have to be a jeweler. That's a pruta for it. That's good.
So she's like an active participant, not like a passive by a regular object in the street.
It's not entirely true.
So why doesn't she have to do like chalitza or something?
It's not true. The halacha is the woman is not allowed to do part of the ma'aseh kedushin at all. She has to be passive. It has to be that the man is makadosh the woman.
That's why it's
the Mishnah, the language of the Ran, that she makes herself like Hefker and he takes her.
She has to be willing, but not active.
If you say tul kedusha ba'gabi karka, you say, yeah, put it on the, I left your ring on the table, pick it up, be Mekudesh. It's not Mekudesh. She's not do the action. Ki yikach, like you see, the Gemara says. There has to be that the man does the Kedushin, and the woman does the Kedushin. That's the method by which the Kedushin works.
She's a participant by accepting it.
What?
She's a participant by accepting it.
Well, she's not an active participant. She's
not her finger.
She's allowing it to be put on her finger. She's sticking out her finger to show she agrees. Yeah, she's showing she agrees by sticking out her finger. What? Well, I'm talking about the Kedushin. I'm talking about the Kedushin, not the Ksuvah. I'm talking about the Kedushin itself.
By chuppah,
it's very interesting. Because chuppah is passive. It's passive. It's not. So I'm not sure how to answer that. How's the kiyikach by chuppah? I don't know how kiyikach fits into chuppah. I don't know.
I should have said by Reb Chaim that he made a passive for his son.
Yeah.
So he made sure while everyone was busy with the food and everything, he was making sure he rented the place at the Makom of the chuppah. Maybe that's why it's...
Yeah, okay. There, he has to... Yeah. It could be... If a yichud room, they have to own the rooms. So usually rent. It's a chumra to... It's a yeshiva chumra to rent the room. The yichud room is chuppah. So you give the caterer a dollar and you're kind of the room. Rav Sternbruch has an interesting tshuva. He says, a lot of chassanim, they in Yerushalayim, they have a chassan in a hotel, and they go over to caterer, they're renting the room. He says they should be careful if they're renting the room. In Chutz La'aretz, a rental doesn't need a mezuzah for 30 days. In Eretz Yisrael, a rental needs a mezuzah in one day. He says you should be careful if a Jewish hotel has a rental anyway. But if it's a Geisha hotel and he's renting the room, he should make sure to bring along a mezuzah to put up. But
they were passing that she needs a get. She needs
Yeah, yeah, for sure. We pass a kaivu with reyach get. Even a get with a suffix, we ask it to a kaivu. Even a get that's just mishum ha-chumra. At any rate, Rabbi Kiveger is done. He does say about this mechaber that when the woman is mechaber for shtar, it could be, we assume, she has no kpeda, if it's not a pruta. But when she's mechavim for kesef, like in Nishayla, then she wants the kesef. Then she has a kpeda, she wants the kesef, so maybe chuppah doesn't work. That's his nakuda there. And there's a lot of tumbling about Rabbi Kiveger. His son asked him, mekadish b'mechilas milva is not a kedusha. The lady owes you $1,000. I'm a kaddish you, I'm a chiyud $1,000. What's it then? Why is it not a kedushin? She owes you $1,000. See, I'm a kaddish you, I'm a chiyud $1,000.
Because it's not new money.
It's not new money, he's not getting it. Yet it says, if you're a kaddish with hanos mechilas nova, if you say, I'm a chiyud $1,000, I know I can't raise you $1,000, but you would pay someone to get me to be mechil. I'm a kaddish you with hanos mechilas nova, then it works. So if Shlomo Ege asked his father, you say, can you mail, can you shed a mail works? Every person is Makadish B'milva. A man says to a woman, I'm Makadish you, I'm Makadish you with $1,000, I'm Makadish you. So that doesn't work. But at the same time, he's giving her Hanos Mechilas Milva. Even the Hanos Mechilas Milva, which is a good Kiddush. So every Makadish B'milva should be Mekadeshes with Hanos Mechilas Milva. Just do what he asked his father. That it should work in Simresh Kabbalah. He didn't say it, but so you're right, he didn't say it, but he also he said Shtar and was saying it works out Kesef. What? So he answered him that by Kesef I'm asking. That's what he writes. By that I okay Moshe works. When she wants Kesef, she's getting $1,000. Hagos Mechilas Mov is not $1,000. How much you would pay someone to get me to be my host? Less. So that's why he writes there, by Kedushin, I talk all Kiyabah Shemayah works, by all Chayshamishma. But by Kedushin, the woman's is Makpedes, and therefore by Kedushin it doesn't work. Now there is a brisk explanation of this Rabbi Kiveger, very kishmak. What's the didine of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shena Mayel? Now, there's a Gemara in Yevamis. The Gemara says on Daftun Beis, Oider b'nichse hager b'ksav ashu shalai. Gemara is a case where a ger has no yarshim, owns a field. He dies. Now when he dies, the first person to do a Kinyan, hayikai nekarka, you can't do kesef, the owner is dead. You have to chazak. What's chazak? Oider. Oider is it means digging around the saplings. So if you have a man, he doesn't know the ger is dead. Oider b'nechse hager. He doesn't know the ger died. He's not kainan. He's a worker. Oider b'nechse hager. Kesav eshu shalai. What about someone who, however you can come up with the case, he thinks that it's his anyway. He, for some reason, thinks the field is his, and he's either been a agar, and he's doing it. So the Gemara says that's not a good condition. Why? Because Kenya needs das to acquire. It needs das that you're acquiring. If you think it's yours from before, it doesn't work. You have to have das that I'm now acquiring it. So the biur is this. What das do you need by a Kenyan? What das do you need? Now, the if you pick up something, you think it's someone else's, you pick it up, it's really hefty, you're not kinda. You need das kinyan. So the clear is, do you need das? What does das kinyan mean? It means I have das, it's becoming mine? Or I have das for the method by which it becomes mine? In other words, I want to be kinda. You have a man, he never learned any halacha. He sees something hefty, he's picking it up. Is he kinda? He doesn't know. Did he pick it up three times? Did he pick it up three times? He doesn't know. He doesn't know any halachas. So he said, Ricky Vega is saying, all you need is das for the result. I want to be kainit. The method by which you're kainit, people don't have to have das. We don't expect people to know which things are nikta ukesef, which things are nikta bishtar. Not everybody knows. So you only need das for the result. Das kinyan is, I want it to be mine. The method you don't need. Memela, so the Brichas Avraham brings this, B'shem, one of the briskas. He says, Rabbi Kivega is saying that if you're doing one kinyan at the same time another kinyan, you have a mind, you lay down on it, you have a mind for the result. I want this to now become mine. The method, I want to do it by laying down, is wrong. The method you're doing really is kinyan dalat amos. But you don't need das for the method. You need only das for the result. So the lumdus of kinyan malach shemayel is that das kinyan is for the result that it becomes mine. Not for how it becomes mine. And by mele, it's logical. Even though you're doing kinyan A, you want to get married kinyan shtar, it doesn't work out shtar, it works out kesef, it still works. Why does it work? Because you only have to have kinyan for das for the result, not for the method of the kinyan. Most people don't know. It's not because most people don't know. I'm just mentioning it. Aga. But he's saying das kinyan means the das of the result, and not the das of the method of the kinyan.
His intent
has to be the result, even though he doesn't know how the kinyan works. So mainly he thinks one kinyan, he's doing another kinyan, it works. He's lying down on it, he thinks I'm acquiring it by lying down on it. But bottom line, he thinks he's acquiring it, it's good enough. As long as you have das for the result, even if you have das for the method, it also works.
The makna,
what?
The makna's result or the method?
The makna, I suppose he's saying it about the makna too. If it's hefker, it doesn't matter. There it's hefker, but lying down on top of it. But if it, I guess he's saying it about the makna too, yeah.
Going back to the beginning of the shiur. True,
it's Al-Pi Kedushin, it works. Isn't there the Gemara speaks that the Nanah to have a document that's false and keep it in your home? It is something false. That
yeah,
you're not supposed to do this. I agree, you're not supposed to do it. But once it's done, it's done. You're right, I agree with you
100%. Yes? By Kedushin, Kesef and Shtar are both possible kinyanim.
Right.
By the regular case,
it's true. It's true. Although shtar here is not possible because the shtar is puzzle.
But it's still possible.
I hear. You're saying a difference. The question is whether it makes a difference. Because
yeah.
The source is there.
Right.
So there it works. Even a non-Kenyan. So Koshkan it works, I guess.
Yes.
Anyway, this is Kenyan Moel Kishayamal. These are cold words. A lot of people learn Beis Medrash a number of years will remember. Certainly anybody who learned... It'll learn by me for a few years should know, because this comes up in every Masechta. Ki Yimayel K'she'en Yimayel. I mean, maybe not Yevamis so much, but in the first part of Yevamis, but in the other six Masechtas, it comes up all the time. Where a person wants to acquire things one way, and he's acquiring another way, and from Ki Yimayel Israel's Ki Yimayel K'she'en Yimayel works. And it's a Bechaber here by Kedushin. The Shtar, it's an offer of Bechaber. No one's arguing with the Bechaber. Bechaber says, you give a lady a Shtar, and it's a postal Shtar, it works out in the yard, it works out the paper. Now, there's a... So, his maskana there is that even though b'chal ha'tara kula ki yimayel k'she'en does work, when a woman is mechavim for kesef, that's different. That's why Gemara says daita anihar. If it's not daita, she'll be insulted if the pruta, if she doesn't get the pruta. If he says, I'm good, we should tell her, and she doesn't get the pruta, she doesn't get the ring in a way that works. So then she's like Nichola. And Kiyah is not Samach on this alone. He's Mitzarif, that it's a questionable of Chuppah's kind anyway. There's some other tshuva, I don't remember. It's two long tshuvas. There were other factors at play. The suffix, if he meant Tzchaik, is one factor. The question of Chuppah's kind also is a factor. And then this Svara that here, Kiyamayel Kishayamayel, should.
You only need the chuppah, then that counts for
kedushin
and
nisun. So the Marsha on Daf Gimel Amarah is a famous Marsha. My odif chuppah, my chuppah. Whether you need two chuppahs or one chuppah, Marsha there is down.
The Huna came hundreds of years after the Tanaim that laid down the three ways. We're giving it an equal strength. Huna was a gadol hador, but
Rav Huna,
we're saying that chuppah is.
Rav Huna says he's not arguing. He claims that he's not arguing. These are the three that are only Kedushin, and there's one that doubles up. And that's Rav Huna's claim. He doesn't need Tayser, he doesn't need Tayser.
No, the Chuppah is cool. Can she give Abtala that she was only playing game?
Could she what?
She's give Abtala.
So no, we don't...
she's the one
who's... We're Chayshish for it. If she announces before him, Rabbi Kivega writes in one of his Truvas, if there's a play, there's a play, a performance, he has a word for it, I forgot what it is. They hung up signs that there's a play going on, and they do, you know, it's Anthony and Cleopatra, and he's the Kaddisha with a Kedushin under a Chuppah. So he said, that's for sure, you know, after Yechayisha Shua, because they hung up signs beforehand. Then it's just a play. Okay, so there's an extreme Shita that's a follow-up to all of this. People, first I have to tell you the basic truth before I get to the extreme shita. Basic truth is ksuba has nothing to do with being married. I mean, you need a ksuba after you get married, but zero to do with kedushin and nisuin. Ksuba is a contract between the husband and the wife, and it states in it not only if he dies he'll give her a certain amount of money, but that he's mechuyev. And the Eflach Eker, it obligates him in certain things. A ksuba is a contract. We call it a marriage contract, it's true. But when people come and they say, you know, my ksuba was possible, am I married? People, I tell you, once or twice a year I do a ksuba de officer. Usually Yosef Asia is the witness, because usually they come here late at night, he's here late at night. So I could be one witness, another witness. We write a ksuba derech hasef for someone who lost a ksuba. So people say that they lost a ksuba, or occasionally it's a puzzle of ksuba. So they say, you lost a ksuba, what do we do? I say, you need a new one. They say, are we married? I say, what would you prefer? So what? So they're married. Sorry, you did it. There's a tshuvas haga'inim. Incredible chiddush. If we had it before the tshuvas haga'inim were found over the last probably century or so, we have it in the Archos Chaim, one of the Rishayim, who says that if the chuppah, if the kedusha was no good for one reason or another, the ksuba shtar could double up as a kedushin shtar. How? Ksuba is not kedushin. He says our nusach in the shtar that we write, it doesn't say in the Gemara. I have here in front of me a copy of a Nusach B'Shtar. It says, whatever B'Shabbos, so-and-so many days, the Chodesh, so-and-so, Shnah, so-and-so, L'miyah Shadamayin, the Khan, the city, Ech, Sheh, Pliny, Ben Pliny. Now listen to Lashon. Amalala had the B'Sul, to have the Liyinti, Liyintu, that's Moshav Yisrael. It says in it, Hariyat Mukadesh, Asli, have the Liyinti, that's Moshav Yisrael. It doesn't say, B'Tabazu. In the Shtar it says, the chassan says to the kala, "Havli li into das Rashi of Yisrael." And I'll take good care of you. And it says,
"Money,
that was
money."
I'll pay you a ksuba. It doesn't say kedushin. I'll pay a mezainis and everything else. V'tzvias moras the kala. V'havli and she agreed. She agreed to be married, and then the ksuba goes on. So in Archos Chaim he writes that could double up as a shtar kedushin. I'm reading Archos Chaim's lashon. Like keh chasen zaksuva, nesenes biyad akala. Shim lo yeilu kedushim arishayim. If for any reason the kedushin are going to be possible, yeilu eilu sheyeh kedushim b'shtar. She can't chasen habeli liyentu because of the bashev Yisrael. Unbelievable. He says the ksuba could double up as a kedusha. Later,
somebody had to see it.
What? Two witnesses have to see it. So it's very good that we have Eidim Mesira. We have Eidim Mesira. They read it. And we have Eidim Mesira. Some have Eidim. Without Eidim Mesira, you're right. It wouldn't work. And there's a Tshuvas Haga'inim in the original print of Tshuvas Haga'inim, Tshuvah Kuf Hei Yud Gimel. They have from Rav Haigain. He says the minig was to use the ksuba. He says, you have a minig, because shaloi b'shas ksuva, a shtar erisin. But he says, our minig is to do it with a shtar erisin. He says, Ein yoidim kol ikke kedusha isha ela b'shas ksuba. People around us, he says, only know that when you give the ksuba is a kedusha also. Uber, the name of a city, Kurasim. Hoya mekamashanim. Yosel lefnei kufsha, over 100 years ago, there was a minig lekadish betabas, b'moisha mishta. For Rabu Atainis, and when a man was mekadish with tabas, they got into fights. Tainos, Kfus, Kedushin, Yosel Dabla Hefsid, it made all kinds of problems. Tikin lem, Rana Rabbani Yudai Gai, Loyakachu, Elo Kesei de Bavel, Biksuba. And she used a Ksuba to double up as a Kedushin. Why that makes less fights, I don't know. You know, maybe, I don't know. Bechasim Yidei Eidim, Uberchaz Harrison. He said the minig was, it sounds like for 100 years, in certain communities to do kedushin with the ksuba. You talk about King Yimalek Shein Emayel.
He promised to support her. Until he supports her.
But he's not mekadosh with the support. The way he's saying, I'm mekadosh with the shtar. I'm also mechayev myself to support you. But that's the ksuba part. But the habalei into part is the ksuba. And now there, they were mechavim. Nowadays, nobody's thinking the ksuba should be a shtar. It becomes a question of kinyan mayel, kinyan shein mayel. Let's say I have a kedusha was no good. So you say, okay, at least he did kedusha with the ksuba. Can we do that, Bizman Hazeh? We've never heard that anybody, Bizman Hazeh, would say the ksuba's kedusha.
But the shtar is so important. You can't spend a night alone without a shtar.
Very important. But is it shtar ksuba or shtar kedusha? Shtar ksuba it is. No shy. Could it double as a shtar kedusha? That's a shtar. It sounds like the same question.
As the witnesses on the bottom of the shtar ksuba, that's doubling as a kedusha on the witnesses.
No, they did the sira. The ones who gave probably the gay did the sira. Darcha Chaim is not the ksuba. I saw all this. There's a sefer ksuba kolchasa. Has all the halachos of ksuba in the back. He has pulpulim, like a yustim on him. And then he brings it. I didn't find this Chuvah Sagai, and he finds.
He has to know what it's the whole way
through. What?
Some people have the same witnesses the whole way through, maybe for that reason. But
some use the same witnesses for Kedusha and Ksuba, maybe for that reason. Maybe. So do they use some one, they use on the other. Okay, we'll come back to it in your session. Shtar Kedushin is Lashma. That's a very good question. You're right. Well, the Taifas doesn't, but you're right. It should be a psul nowadays.